and to share with you in a more informal setting some of the different examples of Florida folklife that are on display here. And this is our apprenticeship team, one of our apprenticeship teams for this year. We're very pleased to have them up on stage. And when they're not on stage here, they're down in Nellie Bly's kitchen, which is right in back of the root beer truck. And you're welcome to go inside there where it's air conditioned. And you can talk to them and continue some of the things that we've talked about here today. But what I'd like to do is turn the program over to you, if you could introduce yourself.
Hello. My name is Ralph Rivera. What I have in front of me is an instrument called marimba. The difference between a marimba and xylophone is the resonators. Underneath the keyboard, you will see the resonators from the largest one to the smaller one here. The smaller one is about this big. And it goes according to the bar on top. We played this marimba since 1971. But we started in Epcot in Walt Disney World in 1982. And I'm glad to have my apprentice with me, Pedro Vargas Jr. He started last September. And as far as I'm concerned, he's doing a real good job. On my right is his father, Pedro Vargas Sr. And he's already an accomplished musician. And we're going to be playing a few songs to give you an idea how this instrument sounds. It's too bad that we only have one mic, but I think we'll do pretty good.
Our sound man is over there going
a little higher on
that. I should have warned you, sorry.
Can you go a little higher on the mic?
A little higher? Okay, just a moment. Okay. I'm going to bring this up a little bit, so hang on to yours. Okay, could you tell us the name of that song and a little bit about what you're doing up here on the marimba?
This is a song from Paraguay, South America. The name was Chowí. Actually, I don't know what Chowí means. I think it's the name of a bird or something. And my apprentice is learning the bass. And this area is almost half of the marimba. And the next song we're going to play is from Mexico. See, you remember the name of it.
As you were playing, I was noticing some different techniques that you have of how you strike the keys, and I noticed sometimes you're getting a tremolo sound and other times another one, and I was wondering if you could explain the different strokes that you're doing as you're hitting the marimba keys here.
Actually, I'm just giving the whole chord, but only striking the bars. The man on this side, he's doing a different job. By the way, the name of the last song was You Belong to My Heart. The next one, I think, is a Cuban song. Thank you.
Okay, you're listening to Rafael Rivieras and Pedro Vargas right? I got the names right. This is the Folklife Narrative Stage, and we're going to continue with some more music. Can you tell us the name of that tune again?
La Mucura.
And where's that one from? From Cuba?
Someone mentioned it's from Cuba, but is it from Nicaragua? Yeah, it's from Nicaragua. Okay. That's it. Good. Thank you for the information. I'd like to answer one of your questions you haven't asked yet. You can detect a buzzing. The trick here is a piece of membrane at the end of each resonator. It's a small hole with a beeswax around it, and then a piece of membrane on top to make the buzzing. It's some kind of distortion for some musicians, but this is the original Mayan sound, so we keep it this way. The American marimbas have the same structure as resonators made out of metal. They have no buzzing. So that's what you hear.
Do you know about how old the marimba instrument itself as far as when it was first created or anything? I bet that was the second question you were expecting, right?
Where's the controversy here? Because we believe that this is a Mayan instrument. And the Mayans, they, before Christ. And there's a claim that it's an African instrument. But the Africans did not arrive here until the Mayans have 100 years living here. The wood, its origin is from the area where the Mayans live. So for us, it's a Mayan instrument. If you have any other information, maybe from another country.
It might be, too, that they had an instrument like this in Africa that developed its own course of history, and then this developing its own history among the Mayans. It's hard to tell. Sometimes that'll happen where people arrive at the same instrument idea independently.
Someone mentioned that probably when the Spanish and all the conquerors came to America and they came back to their countries, they might have give the idea to the Africans.
That's something that folklorists, anthropologists, historians try to look at as these lines of distribution and diffusion. We've got time for a couple questions because this is a more informal setting. And will you be doing a concert later on today or anything?
2 o'clock
at the performance stage? Okay. Main stage. Oh, amphitheater's right over the hill. So we'll send you in the right direction there. But they're also doing demonstrations over in the apprenticeship area, which is in back of the root beer truck, which is Nellie Bly's kitchen, and I have a question right here.
Is this a particularly large marimba played by 3 people?
The question is this a particularly large marimba because it's played by 3 people, and are there smaller ones?
Back home, we have this size instrument, which is 6.5 octaves. And we also have an additional one, 4.5. So this is made for 4 people. If you notice, the band here is using 4 mallets. Usually he only uses 2, and the other person uses the other 2. So it gives you a stronger sound. As far as I'm concerned, yes.
One thing I'd like to know about is if I were to go out and listen to marimba players, what would I listen to that would separate the really good players from the ones who maybe need to do a little bit more work in the woodshed, some more practicing or something like that? What would you listen to in a well-played marimba music?
If you listen to Pedro Vargas Sr., you know which is the good one. Sometimes it's hard to tell which one doesn't do well. I don't know if you can hear my playing, but I think I'm doing the best I can. And he is learning, and he's doing a good job, I think.
But what about the specific tone qualities? What are you trying to get out of the instrument that would make someone like Pedro Vargas really good and yourself good, as compared to me, who would just probably not even be able to find the notes?
I think the key word is practice. I won't tell you how many years, but I'll tell you I was 6 years old and maybe about the same age. Pedro started now, so Yes.
They're part of our master and apprenticeship program where we identify people who are experts in some of the folk arts and music traditions and traditional arts and crafts, dances, and then we work with them and provide them a scholarship to pass the tradition down to the next generation. And you can talk to the other apprenticeships over in the kitchen again that I'm encouraging you to visit. But also, we have a program where you can apply to that. And if you'd like to find out about that and are interested in serving you as a master or apprentice, get in touch with me and we can tell you more along that line. Would you like to play another tune? Would you like to listen to another tune? Well, I guess that's what we should do right now.
Except that I would like to ask your participation on the next song, and it's not hard to sing. You will see when we play.
We're just about out of time, but there's a request for Yellow Bird, but maybe that's one to save for your next performance that way. Pardon me? Okay. Can you do Yellow Bird? Okay, we got time for one more. Yeah. Remember, have to sing instead of cry, right? Maybe it's not in the repertory. I don't know. This is very generous of them to give it a try here. We'll be having a drumming group come up next here at this area. And you ready? Okay. Oh, this is modeling the whole folk process of teaching it on to the next generation. So they're going to give it a try. Thank you. Rafael Rivera and Pedro Vargas. Pedro Vargas. One big hand for them, how about? There you go. Well, thank you very much. You're from the Orlando area, right? You from Orlando?
Orlando, yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. Right, terrific. Okay, you can find them in Coral Springs Resort.
Coronado.
What is it?
Coronado.
Oh, Coronado Springs Resort, yeah. Or else you can find them over in the apprenticeship area, too. Don't have to travel quite so far. But thank you very much. Appreciate it. It was great. Okay, I think...